This meeting will come to order. And we're first going to ask Girl Scout Troop 32, who is working on the merit badge for the Junior Inside Government badge, to come down, and then after a moment of silence, they would lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance. Girls, can you come on down to the front, please? And you'll stand right in front here. In front we have Della Bear, who has been everywhere this past week, has made his way into County Council. So you'll stand right up here in the front. Okay. We're going to do a moment of silence, and then girls, then I'll introduce you, and you'll do the Pledge of Allegiance, okay? Please stand for a moment of silence. Thank you. Please join us in the Pledge of Allegiance. Girls?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you very much, girls. Great job. Once again, that is Girl Scout Troop 32. Is there a motion to correct or amend the minutes of November 26th?
You want to do the roll call?
Madam Clerk, please call the roll. Mr. Bell?
Here.
Mr. Carter?
Here.
Mr. Cartier?
Here.
Ms. Doerr?
Here.
Ms. Durham?
Here.
Ms. Hutley-Nagel?
Here.
Mr. Hollins?
Here.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Here.
Mr. Sheldon?
Here.
Mr. Smiley?
Here.
Mr. Street?
Here.
Mr. Tackett? Mr. Woods?
Here.
Madam President, the rule reveals 11 present. Thank you.
Absent.
Is there a motion to correct or amend the minutes of November 26, 2019?
Motion to approve is distributed.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? The minutes are approved. Are there any announcements from members of County Council regarding legislation? Seeing none, next, introduction of ordinances. All ordinances shall be considered at the next regular council meeting, except for those items that require board or commission recommendations. Madam Clerk, please read in the introduction of ordinances. Ordinance 19118, amend the grants budget for FY 2020, appropriate State of Delaware funds of $30,000 from the Home for Good Partnership between the Delaware State Housing Authority and the Federal Home Loan Bank of Pittsburgh to the Newcastle County NCC Housing Everyone Locator Program Help Grant, which will be administered by the Department of Community Services. Ordinance 19119, to amend Newcastle County Code Chapter 2 Administration, Section 2.03.004, fees for Recorder of Deeds relating to certain changes to fees of the Office of the Recorder of Deeds. Ordinance 19120, to amend Newcastle County Code Chapter 40 Unified Development Code, Article 31, Procedures and Administration, Section 40.31.120, text amendments regarding certain proposed text amendments. Thank you. Mr. Hollins has joined us.
Thank you.
Reports from select and special committees, and Mr. Tackett has now joined us also. Beginning with Land Use Committee, Ms. Kilpatrick.
Thank you. We met on Tuesday, December 3rd, and we discussed two items, one being Substitute 1 to Ordinance 19078, which has to do with septic systems, and Resolution 19226 for an Historic Review Board reappointment.
Thank you.
Both that will be voted on tonight.
Well done. Thank you. Executive Committee, Mr. Hollins.
Thank you, Madam Chair. The Executive Committee met this afternoon starting at 2 o'clock. We had presentation from the external auditor, which gave the county outstanding remarks and comments regarding the most recent external audit. We also had a discussion around the registration for clergy to administer license, which is a legislation from the state of Delaware where we're asking them to hold up on the implementation, and we spent the rest of the time, most of the time, discussing the needs and the opportunities here for County Council staff.
Thank you. Finance Committee, Mr. Cartier.
Thank you, Madam President. At the Finance Committee, which met at 4 o'clock today, we had one resolution dealing with the agreement of sale for land that will go to for a new school in Colonial School District. We had under ordinances four ordinances that were grants from the federal and state government going to our Department of Public Safety. We also had an ordinance dealing with a tax exemption for Dot Foods, and then we had another ordinance that will essentially delay the video streaming of council or live streaming of council pending our negotiations with the city. We approved a series of grants, had some discussion and expense and revenue roundtable, and adjourned the meeting.
Thank you. Next is the consent calendar. Any member of the council or the public may remove an item from the consent calendar for further discussion by a simple request. If an item is not removed, it will not be subject to amendment, discussion, or other objection, and will be voted upon as a package. Consent calendar items are noted on the agendas as such and available in the back of this room and online. Is there anyone from council or the public who wishes to have an item removed at this time? Hearing none, is there a motion to approve the consent calendar?
So moved.
Second.
Any opposed? Madam Clerk, please proceed with the reading of the consent calendar.
Resolution 19226, consenting to the reappointment of Raphael X. Zeraldin to the Newcastle County Historic Review Board.
The consent calendar has been passed. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on the consent calendar.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Cardia?
Yes.
Ms. Dillon?
Yes.
Ms. Durham?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley-Nagel?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Madam President, the rule reveals 13 yes.
Thank you. The consent calendar has been passed. Next presentations, Mr. Bell.
Madam President, I move that we go out of order to consider an item J for a presentation this evening.
Second.
Okay, you're making a motion?
Yes, ma'am.
To that word? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Proceed with the motion. Proceed.
Thank you. Madam President, I move that resolution number 19-229 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Second.
Resolution 19229, congratulating Chief Lawrence E. Tan on his retirement from the Newcastle County Emergency Medical Services.
Of 229, but one moment. Okay.
As per title?
Per title, Mr. Bell.
Mm-hmm.
Does anyone from council have any questions or comments? Seeing none, I'll open up the floor to the public for comment. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on R19229.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Dillon?
Yes.
Ms. Durham?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley-Nagel?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Madam President, the roll reveals 13 yes.
Motion to return to regular order business.
After R19229 is passed, return to regular order of business.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none, motion passes. Mr. Bell.
Madam President, we have a presentation.
Please come forward.
Okay, and I'd like to ask yourself and Co-Chairman Street of our Public Safety Committee and all of County Council to join me in inviting Chief Larry Tan, retiring, and down to the front for the presentation.
Thank you. Will council come down? And Mr. Tan?
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to be reading Council Resolution Number 19-229, congratulating Chief Lawrence E. Tan on his retirement from the Newcastle County Emergency Medical Services. Whereas Chief Lawrence E. Tan retired from the Newcastle County Emergency Medical Services EMS on November 16, 2019, following more than 37 years of dedicated service. And whereas Chief Tan was appointed to the Newcastle County EMS Division in 1982 as an ambulance cardiac technician, he served at all levels of the organization, including paramedic, EMS lieutenant, emergency services assistant manager, assistant chief, deputy chief, and chief. And whereas Chief Tan led the EMS division through the process to become a nationally accredited service through the Commission on Accreditation of Ambulance Services, Newcastle County EMS was the first EMS agency in the state of Delaware to become nationally accredited. And whereas Chief Tan was instrumental in leading the efforts to increase the rate of survivability in sudden cardiac arrest in Newcastle County, due to these efforts, a significant increase in survivors of sudden cardiac arrest has been achieved. And whereas Chief Tan assisted in the development of the Tactical Emergency Medical Support Program that integrated county paramedics into the Newcastle County Police Special Weapons and Tactical Team, Chief Tan has been a member of the National Faculty of the Counter Narcotics and Terrorism Operations Medical Support Program. And whereas Chief Tan is a founding member, past president, and director of emeritus of the International Association of EMS Chiefs, he has provided testimony before the United States Congress, Food and Drug Administration committees, and the Federal Interagency Committee on EMS on behalf of the Association and the Emergency Medical Service profession. And whereas Chief Tan received a congressional appointment to the National Commission on Children and Disasters, the commission delivered the final report to the President and the United States Congress in 2010. And whereas Chief Tan has received several awards and commendations from the Department of Public Safety and other organizations, he has been a presenter at several regional and national conferences for EMS and emergency management professionals. Now, therefore, be it resolved by and for the County Council of Newcastle County, Delaware, the County Council hereby congratulates and commends Chief Lawrence E. Tan on his retirement and thanks him for his outstanding service to the citizens of Newcastle County. We wish him much success in his future endeavors. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you.
Presentations this evening. Seeing none, moving on to consideration of resolutions removed from the consent calendar and other resolutions. Anyone wishing to speak on the subject of the resolutions or ordinances, please come forward and line up on the far right side. Sign in your name and affiliation. After the resolution or ordinance you wish to speak on is introduced, and I open up the floor to the public. Please approach the podium one at a time, state your name for the record, and limit your comments to 3 minutes. Remain at the podium after you speak for any possible questions from members of council. We'll begin with R19227. Mr. Bell.
Thank you, Madam President. I move that Resolution 19-227 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Second.
Resolution 19-227 declaring 19.19 plus or minus acres located in Newcastle County, Delaware at 2460 Bear Corbett Road, tax parcel number 12013.00090, surplus land, and authorizing the county executive to execute the agreement of sale and other documents necessary to transfer said land to the Colonial School District for $2,675,000 to be used as a school. Mr. Bell?
Thank you, Madam President. As reported up in council committee this afternoon, both Councilman Smiley and myself were the primary sponsors of this legislation, and it relates to the current John G. Leach School located on Newcastle Avenue and Landers Lane. And for those of you who have heard or known about the school for years, they provided an extremely needed and very well run program for younger folks with disabilities and challenges to be able to receive their education. The ordinance before us tonight, or the resolution, is enabling or legislation to allow the county executive to execute the agreement for the sale of this particular piece of property that's explained in the resolution. It is the intent of the Colonial School District to build a new John G. Leach School on this property, which is located between Delaware Route 1 and Route 13 at Wrangell Hill Road. And so this 19.19 acres will serve the needs for the Colonial School District and the John G. Leach for years to come. This particular educational facility serves young adults, children and young adults, serves the entire state of Delaware from the most northern point of Newcastle County to the most southern point of the state of Delaware. So they've done a great job through the years. This legislation will permit them to go on in many years to come. And with that, I'd like to ask you to recognize Councilman Smiley.
Mr. Smiley.
He's sponsor of the legislation also.
Yes. First, I want to thank Councilman Bell for allowing me to get on this and sponsor it. The current school is off of Route 9 in the 7th District along a well-traveled road. I think being relocated this area, number one, will be more in line with serving the constituents throughout that have to come there rather than it'll cut some of the distance, but not only that, it will give them a better chance with the amount of property there to not only have the indoor experience, but a little more room to create an outdoor environment for them as well. So thank you very much.
Thank you. Does anyone from council have any questions or comments? Mr. Street?
I apologize. I missed this part of the meeting, but you know, prior to the implementation of January 9, 1978 order, there were a lot of schools in Colonial were closed, primarily out of the former Delaware School District. And the more you take schools out of neighborhoods, the more you destroy its infrastructure. And we keep building outside of the former Delaware School District, we keep building outside of the city of Wilmington, and infrastructures continue to be destroyed accordingly. I'm not going to get in a big fight about this. I understand it's well intended, but I'm not going to support it.
Thank you. Mr. Smiley.
Councilman Street, and I'm not looking to change your mind, just as you said, you weren't there. Currently, it would cost more to rehab this building, but the long-range plan is for this building to be remediated, put back into use to help expand the lower school system in that area.
Thank you. Are there any other comments? Mr. Bennett, would you want to respond? Okay. Seeing none, I'll open up the floor to Mr. Street.
I heard what Councilman Smiley said, but that doesn't negate the loss of Millside, Dunleaf, Rosegate, Minkwoodale. And purposely and intentionally, the former Dilawar School District was targeted when it was said everybody else had to come into the former Black District for 3 years. They started closing schools. The city of Wilmington, I'm looking at the big picture here. City of Wilmington had 22 schools, now we have 10. And the pattern continues, but we continue to build outside of those areas. In the meantime, the infrastructures in the former schools, Dilawar School District, in the former Wilmington School District are destroyed.
Thank you. Are there any other comments from members of council? Seeing none, I'll open up the floor to the public for comment. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on R19227. Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Doerr?
Yes.
Ms. Durham?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley-Nagel?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
No.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Madam President, the rule reveals 12 yes, 1 no. R19227 is passed. Next, R19228, Ms. Diller.
Yes, I move that Resolution 19-228 be read by title only and placed before Council for its consideration and adoption.
Second.
Resolution 19228, Newcastle County Council urges the Delaware General Assembly to amend at its earliest opportunity the effective date of pending revisions to Title 13, Section 106 of the Delaware Code. Ms. Diller?
Yes, this is the resolution that will go down with the legislation to the General Assembly tomorrow that will urge them to fix the problems created by SB 67. And we have had many discussions over the last few weeks.
Does any going from council have questions or comments? Seeing none, I'll open up the floor to the public for comment. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on R19228. Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Ms. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Ms. Durham?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley-Nagel?
Recuse.
Mr. Hollins?
Interest.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Madam President, the rule reveals 12 yes, 1 recuse. Thank you. R19228 is passed. Next, we'll move on to R19221. Mr. Bell?
Thank you, Madam President. R19-221 will remain tabled this evening, and it is our intention to try to research further with the administration and HR and bring this back before council early in the new year.
Thank you very much. Moving on to ordinances. 019110, Mr. Bell.
Move that ordinance 19-110 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Second.
Ordinance 19110, amend the grants budget, appropriate $744,406 from the U.S. Department of Justice to the ABH Mental Health Grant to be administered by the Department of Public Safety. Mr. Bell.
As per title.
Does anyone from council have questions or comments? Seeing none, I'll open the floor to the public for comment. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on 019110. Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Ms. Durham?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley-Nagel?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yeah.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Madam President, the roll reveals 13 yes. 019110 is passed. Next, 019111. Mr. Bell? Mr. Street?
Yes, Madam President. I'd like to have ordinance number
19-111, read by title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Second.
Ordinance 19111, amend the grants budget, appropriate $1,198,919 from the U.S. Department of Justice to the ABH Unit Hero Help Program grant to be administered by the Department of Public Safety.
Mr. Strait.
Per title.
Does anyone from council have any questions or comments? Seeing none, I'll open up the floor to the public for comment. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on 019111.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Dillon?
Yes.
Ms. Durham?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley-Nagel?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Madam President, the roll reveals 13 yes.
019111 is passed. Next, 019112, Mr. Street.
Yes, Madam President, I'd like to have ordinance number 19-112 read by title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Sorry. Ordinance 19112, amend the grants budget, appropriate $26,445 from the State of Delaware Department of Justice Special Law Enforcement Assistance Fund SLEEP to the SLEEP CENIX Scout X-ray System grant to be administered by the Department of Public Safety.
Mr. Strait.
Per title.
Does anyone from council have any questions or comments? Seeing none, I'll open up the floor to the public for comment. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on 019112.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Ms. Durham?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley-Nagel?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Madam President, the roll reveals 13 yes.
019112 is passed. Next, 019113. Mr. Bell?
Thank you, Madam President. I move that resolution 19-113 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Second. Ordinance 19113, amend the grants budget, appropriate $40,878 in the State of Delaware Department of Justice Special Law Enforcement Assistance Fund SLEEF to the SLEEF EOD 10 bomb suit grant to be administered by the Department of Public Safety.
Mr. Bell?
As per title.
Does anyone from council have any questions or comments? Seeing none, I will open up the floor to the public for comment. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on 019113.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Ms. Durham?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley-Nagel?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Madam President, the roll reveals 13 yes.
019113 is passed. Next, 019114, Ms. Diller?
Yes, I move that ordinance 19-114 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Ordinance 19114, amend the grants budget, appropriate $66,700 from West End Neighborhood House to the City Foundation 2020 Pathway to Progress Summer Youth Employment Program grant to be administered by the Department of Community Services as a subgrantee.
Ms. Diller?
Yes, this was discussed in the previous Community Services Committee meeting, and it was noted then that we would be voting on it tonight.
Thank you. Does anyone from Council have any questions or comments? Seeing none, I'll open up the floor to the public for comment. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on 019114.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Ms. Durham?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley-Nagel?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Madam President, the roll reveals 13 yes.
019114 is passed. Next, we have 019115. Mr. Bell?
Thank you, Madam President. I move that ordinance number 19-115 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Second.
Ordinance 19115, to amend Chapter 14 of the Newcastle County Code to provide a finite tax exemption for Dot Foods, Inc., tax parcel number 12012.000-60301 American Boulevard, Bear, Delaware, in support of economic development. Mr. Bell?
Thank you, Madam President. Both myself and Councilman Smiley are the joint sponsors of this legislation on behalf of the administration. The Meyer administration, along with our Economic Development Director, Tamara Faulks, has worked very closely with the State Economic Development Office and Dot Foods in bringing Dot Foods to Newcastle County, Delaware. As part of that agreement, we have been asked, as far as Newcastle County, to assist Dot Foods in creating, they're actually going to create 201 new full-time positions through a reduction of its county property tax burden for a period of 5 years, or up to a maximum cumulative amount of $150,000, whichever first comes. I want to point out that the state of Delaware, pursuant to their strategic grant agreement dated January 22, 2019, by and between the Delaware Economic Development Authority and Dot Foods, the state of Delaware will provide up to $750,000 in capital expenditure grant funding, or 3% match of qualified expenditures up to $25 million, and up to $352,000 in performance-based grant funding to assist Dot Foods in the hiring of new full-time employees for its redistribution center. If we could at this time, I think Councilman Smiley could enlighten us as to the requirements and guidelines for Dot Foods and how this will work as far as if they don't comply with what's in the ordinance.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes. I just want to say, years ago, this council enacted a process by which we require, and it has been taken up by the executive in the past, that any tax relief goes to the company, not to the property. And by virtue of this, it avoids the little shell game of companies coming in, purchasing property, making promises, getting tax incentives for the property, and then putting it in the market and using that tax break to sell it. With that, number four of this ordinance says, in any county fiscal year in which Dot Foods sells or leases any part of the property to any party or entity not affiliated with Dot Foods, the otherwise applicable exemption shall terminate and be of no further force or effect as of the date of the sale or lease. In addition, number seven says, if Dot Foods does not create 201 new full-time positions by May 30, 2025, it shall forfeit the county tax exemption in its entirety and shall be obligated to pay any and all amounts previously exempted through this special exemption. So if they go to 2025 and they haven't done it, then retroactively the county recoups its money, just as we did with the GM site. That's it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Are there any comments from members of council? Mr. Cartier.
And just for the record, this tax exemption goes to the county portion of the property tax. It is not relief of school taxes.
Thank you. Are there any other members of council that wish to speak? Seeing none, I'll open the floor to the public for comment. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on L19115. Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Ms. Jones?
Present.
Ms. Hartley-Neagle?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Madam President, the roll reveals 12 yes, 1 present. 019-115 is passed. Next, 019-117, Mr. Carter.
Thank you, Madam President. I move that Ordinance 19-117 be read by title only and be placed before Council for its consideration.
So second.
Ordinance 19-117, to amend Newcastle County Code Chapter 2 Administration, Article 2 County Council regarding public access and meetings of County Council. Mr. Carter?
Yes, as we discussed in committee, this is the extended timeline for video streaming of our council meetings to allow time to work out our agreement with the City of Wilmington, who has agreed to do the work for us to collect the video.
Thank you. Are there any comments from members of council? Seeing none, I'll open up the floor to the public for comment. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on 019-117. Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Cunningham?
Yes.
Ms. Dora?
Yes.
Ms. Durham?
Yes.
Ms. Whitman-Eagle?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Lopez?
Yes.
Madam President, the rule reveals 13 yes. Thank you. 019-117 is passed. Next, we have substitute number 2 to 019-078. Mr. Tackett.
Thank you, Madam President. Madam Clerk, please read substitute number 2 to ordinance 19-078 by title only. Present the council for consideration and adoption.
Second.
Substitute number 2 to ordinance 19-078 to amend Newcastle County Code Chapter 40, also known as the Unified Development Code or UDC, Article 22, Drainage Utilities, Septic Systems, Parking, Loading, and Lighting, regarding on-site wastewater treatment septic system. Mr. Tackett?
Thank you, Madam President. So we had a very lengthy and extensive conversation about this in Land Use Committee. So at this point, I would just ask Land Use if they want to come up in case Council has any questions.
Okay, now first, Mr. Carter, do we have a floor amendment to vote on first?
Yes, my co-sponsor, Councilman Bell, is going to be introducing it.
Mr. Bell, would you like to make a motion?
Okay. Yes, Madam President, I'd like to move that floor amendment number 1 to substitute number 2 to ordinance number 19-078 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The motion is passed.
Madam President?
Mr. Bell?
I don't know how.
You just read it.
Yeah.
Yep. Read it in first.
Okay, but I think kind of the horse before the cart before the horse, isn't it?
We do the amendment first.
You have to do
the amendment first. We discuss both, right. And then we'll discuss the legislation and vote on that separately.
Yeah. Okay.
Floor amendment number 1 to substitute number 2 to ordinance number 19078. Mr. Bell?
Yes, Madam President. Kind of bear with me here because we have a lot of information to cover. And Councilman Tackett is absolutely correct. We had, I think, what was a very healthy and productive discussion in our Land Use Committee meeting the other day. But this particular floor amendment currently proposed, I'd like to read, currently proposed Section D, okay, is stricken in its entirety and the following is substituted in place thereof. And bear with me because I'd like to go over each one of these points because the fact is that this spells out very methodically, it spells out what this substitute would do, and also we have a timeline. And I was asked to present and go over the details here, and both Councilman Carter, myself, the primary sponsors, as well as legal counsel, has been working closely with us for several days now to come up with a substitute. Number one, the stays originally established pursuant to ordinance number 18-093, subject to the terms incorporated therein that are not otherwise in conflict with this section, are hereby extended for 12 months from the effective date of substitute number 2 to ordinance number 19-078 as amended, to provide for sufficient time to assess and identify comprehensive steps forward. To this end, within 30 days of the effective date of substitute number 1 to ordinance 19-078 as amended, a technical working group comprised of members as determined by the Department of Land Use in collaboration with Newcastle County Council shall be established and an initial meeting thereof shall convene within 14 days thereafter. The working group shall meet at least monthly thereafter. Number two, the focus of the working group shall be A, consider and evaluate alternatives regarding the use of septic systems that will inform decision-making, including existing and future septic systems. All analysis will start with a watershed-level assessment of pollutant loads from all sources to determine the carrying capacity of the system for various land uses and pollutant abatement options. B, engage with stakeholders to assess the various alternatives considered. C, engage and develop collaborative solutions utilizing resources from both DENREC and county staff and programs. D, ensure all alternatives considered and are developed in coordination with and consistent with the Southern Newcastle County Master Planning Effort and the Newcastle County Land Preservation Task Force. E, identify near-term, i.e. within 0 to 2 years, recommendations and strategies for reducing the risk for impacts from septic systems, large-scale wastewater treatment systems, stormwater management, and other sources of pollution. F, identify long-term, greater than 2 years, recommendations and strategies for reducing the risk of impacts from septic systems, large-scale wastewater treatment systems, stormwater management, and other sources of pollution. And G, identify and examine other relevant areas or topics of importance, if any, as determined by the working group in collaboration with the Department of Land Use. 3, within 10 months after the effective date of substitute number 2 to ordinance number 19-078 as amended, the working group, acting in concert with the Department of Land Use, shall issue a report that includes its findings and recommendations regarding the subjects identified in Section D2. Proposed legislation to effectuate such findings and recommendations shall be submitted to Newcastle County Council for consideration within 30 days of issuance of such report. I'd like to just take a minute to go over the floor amendment and timeline, because many times we do, and it's not that we do it every day, but put moratoriums on things, and we question, like, what is the path forward? What is the plan? Mm-hmm. What do we hope to accomplish? So the plan is this. Floor amendment timeline, sub number 2 is amended, effective date no later than 12/2019, assuming full 10 days. The stays extended for 12 months from the effective date, no later than 12/2020. 3, working group created by 1/20/20. 4, first meeting of working group by 2/4/20 to meet monthly thereafter. 5, report issues are issued by working group land use department by no later than 10/20/2020. 6, proposed legislation regarding working group land use recommendations submitted to council by no later than 11/20/20. And then finally, the stays end no later than 12/20/20. The reason for the floor amendment is that at our land use meeting, there was concerns raised by our farming professionals, our farming families. There were concerns raised by others outside of farming. Committee of 100 appeared before the committee and put a document on file. But the purpose of the substitute, or of the amendment, is that we feel that the implementation of this is premature. This particular ordinance is premature to allowing our farming community and others to have ample time to have input into this process, into this plan, which will come together with the Southern Newcastle County Master Plan. The substitute ordinance, removes SR Yeah, SR properties. The problem is that there are still numerous farms in southern Newcastle County that still remain with an S category. We have a open space and farmland preservation task group that was appointed, and they have not been given the opportunity to come back with their report, which would be due in September 2020. And they have two separate groups, one to talk about open space and one to talk specifically to farmland preservation. It's our feeling that any downzoning lowers the property value of our farmland and can take and destroy equity. And also, our goal should be to take a look at all the alternatives in preservation and transfer of development rights, and we're not there yet. You know, I sat in committee this afternoon, and I have to say this, that Resolution 19-228, Councilwoman Diller, Councilwoman Kilpatrick presented about our clergy coming in. Our clergy voiced their concerns of the legislation down in Dover and legislation that encompassed our clerk the peace and charging fees, and they had no input to that. And so I was moved this afternoon to hear that both councilwomen went and met with the clergy and the senator, and all the clergy wants to be, all they want is to be heard, to have input, to have a say in whether something like this would be implemented in Newcastle County. And that was emphasized this afternoon. They want to be heard. They want to have input. Well, if you take a look at the last land use committee, if you take a look at the task group committee, if you take a look at the ordinance itself, I believe that's all our farming community and farming families and others want to do, is be heard, be have input, be able to be part of the process before something's implemented. These particular ordinances and plans will be in place for many, many years to come. I think it's incumbent upon this county government to do the planning and do it right the first time. Include the stakeholders. When I talk about farms that aren't SR, they're S. I look at the Cahill Farm in southern Newcastle County, the Voss Farms, the Greer's Farm, the Willoughby, the Gillespie, the Warren, the Woodside Farms up in northwestern Newcastle County. So one size doesn't fit all in this legislation. We have work to be done. I talked to Rich Hall upstairs after the presentation in council of the dedicating room to Councilman Joe Retta, and I said, look, it's nothing personal in this, okay? We think that it does need to be worked on, but it needs to be worked on in collaboration with all the stakeholders, with folks that it could destroy their future as far as their family, their income, their equity in their property, their ability to be able to expand or build on their farm. And a lot of the farmers would still like to preserve. And I've learned a lot. I've learned a lot in a short period of time, not only from the farmers outside of county government itself, but I've learned a lot from Dave Carter over the past several months about not just this legislation, but what can and should be done and who should be included, developing a reasonable path forward to make sure at the end of the day we've got it right, that we collaborate, we be good partners with state, county, our farming community, and other organizations that have a vested interest in their future, in their property. So with that, like I say, that explains in a little bit more detail than what one might want to hear, but you know, that's where we are, and that's what we're asking for. We're asking for the consideration of land use, the consideration and support of this council to give those folks the same opportunity as we've done this afternoon with doing a resolution for our clergy. Give them an opportunity to be heard, to have input, and let's come to a collaborative agreement of what's good and not good, and what will work in the future. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Mr. Carter?
Yes, I'd like to add my perspective. I think this is helpful for another reason. I don't think anyone on this council is unaware of the tension that myself and others south of the canal currently have with land use on the way this has been moving forward. And I think this, I hope this will give us time to de-escalate that, to find a much better working situation. I have been involved and struggled with this issue for over 25 years. When I worked for DEMEC, I was on one of the scientists that worked on the team to get the first water farm on them. I've worked trying to improve septic statewide. I also spent a lot of time in this particular region, southern Castle County, Blackburn Mountain Corridor, Thousand Acre Marsh, working on land protection with all of those landowners. I know them well. I know the social impacts and what it takes to mix these things together. This issue is very, very complex. And while I understand that the argument is, well, the septic moratorium may permit it as a simple and elegant solution, simple solutions don't always work for complex problems and can have a lot of unintended consequences if we're not really, really careful. You know, we are in the process south of the canal. I was incredibly excited when we started the master planning effort, which should guide and should tell us where sewer has to go and where it does not. And we promised the community south of the canal to be a part of that, to be engaged in that. And now we are passing ordinance that really constrain that before the comments are even done. Now here it is, the comments aren't even due until Friday, and we really do value them. And just really not being honest and open with the community. At the same time, we have a task force looking at open space, and the path forward really should be determined precisely where and how much area we need to sewer. And once we fight that battle and get that through and make a strong argument based on the population consortium, we put the plans and we get them in writing and we fund it and we start to put it in the ground. And that will drive what's going to happen. Then we look at the lands that are still zoned S that we do not need. And we consider whether or not our zoning is appropriate. And if we have to downzone those lands, what will make it much more feasible and much easier and fair to do is if we actually do what this county has talked about doing for over 25 years and develop a real land protection effort. The issue here is not trying to make the claims that we have on water quality to be able to downzone and constrain it. I have read all the reports. There are ways that you can very easily run sewer that's very septic, it's very protective of water quality. It doesn't address the sprawl issue. The sprawl issue is addressed through direct zoning and then trying to figure out how you can do that in a fair and equitable way, but basically integrating it with a land use program. I am really concerned. I've had landowner after landowner already call me, telling me that they are moving to annexation. I'm meeting with the town of Townsend tomorrow morning about their frustration with what is happening in their annexation. I learned at the Middletown Christmas Parade on Saturday from one of my city councilmen that they have gotten several calls for annexations outside of their current comp plan that they're going to be looking at. This is a problem that we have to be careful. Part of the reason to constrain all of this septic is to have a dense enough number of customers to pay for a sewer system. 20 years ago, I lived through what happened in Middletown when we got really constrained without really coordinating well with the realistic things on the ground of what was going to happen. And that's a real unintended consequence. by moving it to S, if those areas can't be moved and people do want larger lots, I think it would be a limited amount then, but you will see an increase in 5-acre lots out of town. There is a market for that, and it would be starting what we call sprawl on steroids. We think 2-acre lots are bad. That's a real issue that we have to be thinking about that is best handled by an integrated planning process that looks at finalizing the master plan that clearly defines it, links it with a realistic land protection program that leverages state and federal resources, and then looks at zoning adjustments with some way to compensate it. I think the biggest concern I have is I came into office and, you know, I guess the honeymoon is over, but we started out wonderful things south of the canal for the first time in 20 years, a huge increase in the public trust and confidence started to grow south of the canal, which has been strained for some years. And I'm really concerned that if we're not careful, if we don't take the time, if we don't work that out well, we're going to lose that. We're going to alienate a lot of our rural landowners that we would like to work with and protect their land. These are very personal issues, and it's just not the way to do it. So I hope you will all consider this. You know, and some of you will say, well, we may end back here in a few months, but at least we will have done a due diligence. We would have explored all the alternatives. We would have given it a shot. And if we still end up that there was no other option, at least we can go back to the citizens down there and say, here's what happened, here's the data, here's why, and hopefully that will ease it a little bit. So I really hope that you will have deference to the two council districts that represent the only area impacted by this, and give it the time and help us work through this, help us try to de-escalate this issue, and see if we can, after 25 years of struggles, find a much better solution than just a simple one. One that actually is comprehensive and really does actively engage all the tools of planning effectively, openly, transparently, and in an engaging process. Thank you.
Thank you. Are there any other comments or questions from members of council? Ms. Kilpatrick.
Thank you. Understanding that at this point we are only talking about the floor amendment, I don't even see how this is part of an ordinance. This is the creation of a task force. When you read through this, it's telling a task force, a group of people, what they need to do before a decision is made. So I have a hard time even understanding why this is an amendment.
All I can say is I'm glad you brought that up, Ms. Kilpatrick, because for me, when I voted for the moratorium on septic systems, I believed this kind of a plan was going to be put in place. I believed that there was going to be a timeline, and we were told that there would be a variety of things that we would go through, studies that would be done, be presented to us, and I believed over that year we would be seeing some of the things that are defined here tonight in this amendment. So I'm really glad to hear that, because I didn't know that. I didn't know this was going to be in there. So I'm really happy to hear that. I think that's what should have happened. It would have made me feel more comfortable. And I know my constituents, because I represent the whole county, would have been more comfortable. They would have been heard. They're not feeling heard. I've been hearing it for many, many months. And this is, some of them are disproportionately affected. Some of the farmers, but they will lose some value in their farms.
Yeah, it's nothing to do with this, though.
But this here is what we want to, is what I want to see. I would like to see an extension of the moratorium to give people time.
But that's
so
not what this does.
Everybody is going to be heard.
This is a list creating a task force and telling them what they have to do. When you look at the 6 lines that are in the substitute, it basically, you do understand that we, in the last year,
I just never see it, so I can't say.
Okay, I'm talking about the regular amendment.
I'm reading it and I'm saying, oh wow, this is what I thought was going to happen.
And do you think that this is not going on now? This is why these different studies and the different groups, the working groups and the task forces have been formed over the last year. If they could have been done by the time the moratorium ran out, then that would have been the end. This is saying we dropped SR. SR
on 5 acres, you can put in a house with septic. That's out of the ordinance. This is why this is substitute number two. So you take this, and you've got people here that have properties that are S. Once all of these studies are done, once the Southern Master Plan is done, there's going to be a whole group of people that are on sewer. They're not going to any longer be under this. Once they're on sewer, they can build as much as they want. So we go out now to the end of 2020. Can I finish, please? We go out now to the end of 2020.
You can go on for quite some time.
No, I'm going on for just a second longer. But by the time we get to the end of 2020, how many developments do you think are going to be approved by the Department of Land Use on septic?
Thank you. Mr. Carter.
I'll answer that question pretty quickly. None. Because the ordinance in number one of the substitute extends the current moratorium for a full year. And that basically keeps the first four technical issues in place. That's what it says. That is not inconsistent with it. This is the original ordinance. So section one, a one-year moratorium shall apply to any major land development application. This section one continues that. Section two, one-year stay shall apply to any minor land development. Section one extends that for a year. Section three stays in place for all the terms and conditions. So all four of these first sections in the original ordinance are put back into place for an additional year. So I can tell you the answer is if this is passed, there will be none. There will be none built. When we do get it, if you have taken the time to read the draft plan, clearly we are looking at the West Branch to run sewer, but large tracts on the East Branch and in other areas are not going to be there, and based on population projections, at least to 2050, have no plan. So we need to think about what we do with them being renamed as S-zoned, considering that they are never going to get sewer. In terms of all of the other information and questions, I have a written document of emails back and forth to, trying to work both with Public Works and with Land Use for over a year. Those are emails, as you know, everything you do is public. I have had my legislative team pull them together. All of these questions had been back and forth and debated. Unfortunately, I was unsuccessful in getting them to actually address those. I think we could have very well done that. I met with technical groups on it. So these are all very doable. We just haven't really been willing. I haven't been able to convince our administration to take the time to review those. But all of that information is public, and if you would like, I believe Rachel also has it as a PDF. They are fully aware of the public one, so I'm happy to send them to any council member that has an interest in it.
At one moment, Council, you can answer one of the questions, I understand. Sure. Mr. McGarry.
Yes, the Councilwoman had asked regarding placement. This is section 40.22.320, which the subject matter is wastewater disposal connections, and proposed subsection D squarely deals with the assessment by way of a task force or a working group as far as wastewater disposal connections, i.e. septic systems. So the subject matter fits squarely within the title.
Thank you. I saw some other hands up. Mr. Tackett?
Yeah, thank you, Madam President. Us two, we don't generally see a full amendment of this substance when we come in, so we're kind of left trying to read this quickly. But Councilwoman Kilpatrick had asked our council, and not saying that I'm opposed to what's laid out in here. However, I'm having a difficult time trying to read this fairly quickly and disseminate how, and I guess this is a question for the attorney, how does this fit in with the ordinance and extend the moratorium a year? I'm not picking that up as quickly as I'm trying to read this here.
Mr. McGee?
I agree with Councilwoman. It looks like a list for a task force, which, you know, is pretty elaborate, extensive, and well laid out, and I commend, the two co-sponsors, but I'm not seeing how this fits in as a floor amendment to as a substitute to extend the moratorium for another year.
Right.
Sure. This is Newcastle County Code, Section 40.22320, subject matter being wastewater disposal connections. And in proposed subsection D, the very first sentence, the state is originally established pursuant to ordinance number 18093. Again, they dealt with septic, an assessment of wastewater disposal connections. It would be reestablished by way of this, if this were to be passed. The stays for both minor and major lands would be extended for an additional 12 months from the effective date, if this were to be passed into law.
Can you just help me quickly find that verbiage?
Yes, that is in D as in David 1, the very first sentence. The state is originally established pursuant to ordinance number 18-093. Are hereby extended for 12 months from the effective date of substitute number 2 to ordinance number 19-078, as amended, assuming this were to pass.
Ordinance. So you're. This is dealing with two different ordinances.
Yeah. No, it's simply referring to, as we often do, simply referring to another ordinance. And it's noting here, by way of this, that stay originally enacted through 18093 would be extended for an additional 12 months.
Because I don't see. Because 19078, which is a totally separate ordinance, doesn't have a year moratorium in it. So, okay, you're the attorney.
Mr. Bell?
Thank you, Madam President. I clearly understand what's being asked, but let's take a look at it from a little different vantage point, and that is a year ago when the moratorium was put in effect, we asked if there was a plan. Yeah. We asked what are we going to accomplish in 1 year? Nothing like this was presented to us. Nothing like this was available. So I think that what this amendment does is it simply asks for a year additional moratorium to do the right thing. The things that are on this list have been very well thought out, and they may not be perfect, but I can tell you, what's the hurry? Why are we so adamant about passing something that we know that our farming community and others have not had the opportunity for significant input? Mm-hmm. We have folks from agriculture, citizens that aren't agriculture, on the Open Space and the Farmland Preservation Task Group. I went to the first committee meeting when they were appointed and they chose chairs. They haven't even had an opportunity to come back and give input. And yet, we're going to enact a piece of legislation that will coincide with other reports. I ask again, what's the hurry? And we may be still debating things a year from now, but I think we'll be debating a lot more thoroughly. I think this amendment should have probably been done a year ago, and maybe we'd have had a plan. But I really think it's premature, and I don't think that we're ready to move forward. We're simply asking for an additional year to bring folks together and to have direct input, voice their concerns, and it's two-sided. It's not just one-sided. We have land use professionals. We have folks even in the state that can offer some things from the technology side. We own water farms. We own water farm two that's never been developed. There's such a thing as spray irrigation. There's alternatives. And this particular legislation doesn't deal with the alternatives other than SR and S. And within a week, we could eliminate SR just to represent it. I don't buy it.
Are there any other comments? Mr. Hollins.
Thank you, Madam President. Has this amendment been shared in any way with the Land Use Department?
Mr. Carter,
not to my knowledge. This was developed in concert with the two sponsors, with legal counsel, and you know, it certainly defines a path forward very clearly. And if you eliminate it and just do D, you still get the moratorium for another year.
Yeah, I have to say, I would like to echo the remarks that I'm hearing, but what is the hurry? You know, why are we rushing this? And when we have time to listen to our constituents and allow them to have input. So then Mr. Hollins again, and then Mr. Smiley.
Thank you, Madam President. As the question, I would like to continue my concern after the question was answered. The fact that it has not been shared with land use gives me a reason to pause. I at our last meeting during this discussion, agreed that I would support an extension of the moratorium, recognizing that there would be more time and that we would still be protected from a proliferation of septics. But when I see the amendment to the extent that it is, and it certainly is directed and mentions land use to the extent that it does, and it's well, very well thought out, but I certainly think that as an amendment to any department without some type of review or some discussion, it's not something I'm comfortable with doing on the floor as an amendment to suggest or to mandate or legislate that a department is subject to all of these items that are here that are well thought out, but also means that it takes a lot of planning and effort and resources to implement all of the criteria that's listed here. So I would have difficulty tonight saying as an amendment to the ordinance that primarily I agree to let's hold it up and then work with land use to try to determine what the path forward would be. But I would have to hesitate before I would say, okay, the amendment is not only the extension of the moratorium, but it also means that the implementation of all of these processes and collaborations and studies, et cetera, has to be part of that, and that's what land use will see after this is adopted. I just don't think this is a cooperative way to go forward in terms of collaborating, which we say in here that's what we're doing, but we're pretty much, in my opinion, mandating certain action has to be taken. So we're sort of putting the plan that's been talked about initially several months ago and now saying this plan will be followed. I have a hard time making that part of the amendment.
Mr. Carter.
I mean, I understand Councilman Hollins' concern. I have a year worth of documented requests trying to work together to get some of these technical things. I went as far as to meet with Scott Andrews and Dave Winch and Dave's Geologic Survey to ask them if, you know, they had had any correspondence to look at the pollutant loads. They said, well, somebody from the county contacted them. We basically told them they needed to do the same type of pollutant load. Never heard anything back. You know, so there comes a time when, you know, is this really being pressed for some other reason we don't understand. I do want to reiterate that we do have two very critical pieces of this being developed that are impacted severely by this ordinance, and that is the Southern Lucas County Master Plan here that is still in draft form out for review, and a task force, all of which could really help integrate from a comprehensive perspective the solutions available to us, and they're being undercut in some ways with a pre-selected outcome as we move with this, and that's concerning to me. I wish I could tell you, I hope with the year's expansion that the tension can be de-escalated and that we can work together. I have tried for a year. I have a year's worth of written documentation, emails back and forth. I am happy to share with any council member or member of public. That has not been as fruitful as I had hoped, and I'm hoping that this is an opportunity to kind of reboot the system and restart and do it in a much better, much engaging, much collaborative, more collaborative manner because of the difficulty and the history that we have in Southern Augusta County in figuring out how to do this. It is a unique area. As you know, 3/4 of it is open space, and the plan is to try and keep that much in open space. That is very different than any other district. You can have these arguments over septic and sewer north of the canal, but unless you're in Greenville, you've got sewer. It's been run everywhere. And those options aren't going to occur south of the canal, nor should they. So it is a different situation. I understand and deeply respect Councilman Holland's perspective. I have desperately tried, and it just has not, that collaboration has not occurred in trying to look at how best to study this. Keep in mind, I started actually working on the septic the month before I was sworn into office, and I saw the first presentation on the data a month after. I met with Tracy and with Rich to talk about this pollutant load shortly after that. And then just the option to do it just didn't occur. And so that's part of the reason I don't know what else to do to try and get this done properly and with due diligence.
Mr. Bell.
Yes, Madam President,
Mr. Smiley was next. He usually has his hand ready to go.
I was supposed to be ahead of Councilman Carter, but I'm used to being last, so that's fine.
Okay, I'll yield to the fine Councilman. Okay.
Go ahead, because I might want to question yours.
All right, no problem. I too, greatly respect our President Pro Tem, Councilman Hollins. He made some mentioning of things in committee. And I agree, and we appreciate at least his thoughtfulness to kind of look through this and try to figure out, we're trying to extend a moratorium, but a lot of other things in here. But at the same time, in less than a week, land uses come back with a substitute ordinance eliminating SR, leaving S. There's been no detailed explanation other than the fact that it now focuses on areas where there is S, suburban, in the east and west wings. And, in all due respect, I just mentioned several farms in our districts that are under the S zoning. And so, if we're going to do it, we're going to do it right. Let's not do it haphazard. Let's not just, in order to get it passed, we'll take this out. Okay? I still say, what's the hurry? I think we've got plenty of time to do this and do it right. And my main intent, motivation, working in concert with Councilman Carter, was to try to get an extension, on the moratorium. And let's get the same sort of time. And I wasn't being facetious. I got in committee today when it was presented about the clergy. A light bulb went off. It said, two of our council went and met with them, with a state senator. And all they wanted and all they want is to be part of it and to be heard. And they have an interest in the outcome of anything that deals with the clergy. So, what happens in Dover, what happens in here, okay, it's a matter of openness. It's a matter of allowing the proper time to, at the end of the day, get the right result. And, we have not had this thing right for many, many years. And, we've got corridors which you can't have sewer. Now you can't have septic. What can they have? Okay? We're talking about people's properties, people's investments, families that have farmed for years that don't have, in many cases, folks coming up behind them that want to continue to farm. But those that still farm and even farm other properties, they got their heart and soul, their lifeblood in farming. And, Delaware, farming industry, number one, agriculture. And they should have direct input and a say. You know, their voice should be heard loud and clear. I don't see that. I don't know what the hurry is, and I don't know whether we're looking at a particular or particular properties, but we're going about it wrong.
Thank you. Mr. Smiley. Yeah, that's what I was expecting, the two-handed wave back there.
Okay. I don't like muddy water, and this is definitely what I'm looking at now. My issue is subtle, but I left the last land use meeting thinking that there would be an amendment or something that would clearly just extend the moratorium.
Yeah.
It's not what I see, and I'm looking at, I look at these side by side, and I see all the points, but I'm not opposed to what the Fourth Amendment wants to do. Wait. Okay. No. Okay. I'm not opposed to what the Fourth Amendment wants to do. At the same time, I've got a problem making it blend with the actual legislation, because we are amending 1978 in order to extend the moratorium of Ordinance 18-093. I don't know that the attorney says it's fine, and that could be fine, but unfortunately, he doesn't get a vote. And it just doesn't gel well with me. At the same time, substitute number two, I'm told that because of the change, it effectively puts the moratorium in place, but it doesn't say anything about that. So quite honestly, I'm at the fork in the road, and I'm going to stand in the middle, and I'm not going to support either one of them tonight. Thank you.
Thank you. We have other hand, Mr. Cartier.
Thank you. With all due respect to Councilman Bell, I think the analogy with our situation with the clerk of the peace is different than the situation with the proposed septic ban in Southern Newcastle County. I mean, clearly, there was a flaw in the whole approach of the clerk of the peace to the clergy stakeholder community, where the major organizations that stakeholder group were never part of his deliberations. To my knowledge, and we had the Farm Bureau come to council, and they were part of input on the whole septic moratorium meetings that occurred, along with the, you know, coming septic ban. So I think, you know, a little more credit should be shown to our land use department. They did engage with the communities in Southern Newcastle County, maybe not to the extent that pleases everybody, but I think that's a flawed analogy, and I think our land use department does a great job generally, you know, working with communities, notifying people, and I just, you know, I just don't understand that. This Fourth Amendment, which proposes to extend the moratorium and also presents an entire kind of work schedule, is very, very involved, very detailed, but I think a lot of the work has been done, and honestly, like, I'm at the 10,000 foot view of this. To quote Councilman Carter, we'll probably be back with the same angle a year from now. Unfortunately, it's very difficult in the kind of decisions we make to please everybody. You can only please some of the people some of the time. What's that expression? And I think that applies in many ways to land use, as Councilman Hollins always says, when we do a rezoning, we make some people angry and some people pleased. But I think, for me, this issue falls not to the property owners. It doesn't fall to, you know, the immediate wrangle of the moment. I'm concerned about future people who own systems like this, who have to deal with them, who are not really well prepared to deal with them, and have to bear legacy cost with their replacement and failure. And I think that's a part of this discussion that's not even there. So I'm going to talk about that. And I think to build subdivisions with 100 septic systems would people are really ill-prepared and don't understand the maintenance operation of these systems is a really a bad thing. And, you know, I have personal experience with that, and I think members of council need to think about, you know, what we're trying to do here with the future of Southern New Castle County. We're trying to have, you know, protect public health and have a sound system that's regulated that presents, you know, a good treatment option for the long term to facilitate the growth in Southern New Castle County. And I think, you know, septic systems are not the way to go.
Thank you, Mr. Smiley.
To go back, and a personal observation that bothers me. I gave deference in the Land Use Committee meeting to the feeling of those representing the farmers in the audience that they had not, were not aware of this, not been informed. Although for almost 15 years, I have repeatedly heard on council how there were not many farmers left. So there aren't many farmers left. We had the representatives in the room, but yet they couldn't make sure that the farmers were aware of it. That can happen. But that point aside, I gave deference to the fact that there was concern that those that had a stake in this were not aware of it and should be given the opportunity to be involved. I don't think you fix that by circumventing the department that we have in county government to review these issues. Whether you get along with the department or not, whether they provide you the information you want or not, for me, you need to put it where it needs to go, give them an opportunity, and if they don't respond, then that's what you come to the floor with. At least you showed the respect for the department that you say they did not show for the public. Two wrongs don't make a right. And that bothers me with becoming a legislative body that's going to work that way. Thank you.
Are there any other comments? Ms. Kilpatrick.
Thank you. So after the last land use meeting, there was some discussion with the co-chairs of land use and the department, and the SR was basically taken out because they're already five-acre lots, which is probably, when you read all the different scenarios, is probably adequate for having septics that have a large piece of land between them. If you are on well water and on septic, you need to have a three-quarter of an acre lot. So then you take all of these three-quarter acres and you put 100 of them together. That's a lot of septic within one fairly small area. So there's not an extension per se in time in the six lines that are under the current D in this substitute. Because what if it took 14 months and not 12? Are we going to come back after 12 months and say, oh, we need to extend it now? How far out? Because these groups that we already have in place that are meeting to look at the Southern Master Plan, to look at ag preservation, and to look at open space purchasing, maybe they're not all quite done. And so then what do? We extend it another month, 2 months, 3 months? Or if we don't come back and extend it because we're arguing about the same things again, what happens then when the moratorium is completely over and there's a 3 or 4 month gap where there is no moratorium? Who then is going to bring their plans in to file them? We had talked about being involved with the state people on both on the Ag and on the Open Space Council. There are people from the state that sit in on those. The Southern Master Plan, that has been advertised. If you want more people there, that's the responsibility of the council people to make sure that all of their constituents know that those meetings are going on, and if they're interested, then they need to be there. So this may not give you a definitive end to the moratorium, but once you see through the Southern Master Plan where, and through the other task forces where the open space and where the sewer is going, then as those start, then you will see that there is a plan in place and people will know again where the development can be opened up, just like they did under Coons and Gordon when they put their sewer plans out there.
Mr. Carter and then Mr. Packett.
I couldn't agree with Councilwoman Kilpatrick more. That's why I would really like for
tasks to complete the master plan before we put this in place, and why I would like to look at all the alternatives. I do want to point out that the ordinance had some pretty major text changes, one of which was to retain development rights. Yet on page 110 of the draft plan, it recognizes the need to do a countywide market study to understand whether or not there's even a reasonable market to make those work. And it immediately changed Vestar. Both of those were very significant changes as well. So I would certainly hope that we will not be too far off track. Both of those studies are well underway. I think both of those would add options to make it much easier to deal with the difficult issue we have of basically having somewhere around 5,000 to 7,000 more lots possible to be built out on than the population projection predicts. So we know that we have to do something about that. Moving in this direction could make that number even worse for the county if we experience significant annexation. This is why I hope we will take the time and figure out a way to look at this well.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Can I call the county attorney up? I believe that there is an issue with the title of this floor amendment.
The county... Who's waving away? Okay.
It's right here.
No, there was someone behind him.
Oh.
Please come up.
Good evening, Wilson Davis, county attorney. Yes, thank you, Councilwoman Kilpatrick. I believe there is a titling issue with the floor amendment. 18093, which is the original one-year moratorium, had a very clear title indicating that a one-year moratorium, all quoted actually, quote the title, to place a one-year moratorium on all major land development applications and certain minor land development applications proposing the use of on-site wastewater treatment and disposal septic systems in Newcastle County. This floor amendment does not have that that scope in its title. Rather, it addresses only the amendment to the text of the UDC. I also have not had a chance to review this. I will say that there would be an option for council to likely enact an ordinance that would beat the end of the current moratorium in February. And so the floor amendment, as it now stands, is probably not necessary to be voted on tonight. There could be a subsequent action if the floor amendment is voted down, but I do have a concern with the titling of this floor amendment.
Thank you very much. Yes, Mr. McGillivray.
Yes, thank you. Thank you for the opportunity to address that question. The fact of the matter is the floor amendment is not amending 18093, but it is dealing at D1. The language, which I'll note, stays originally established pursuant to ordinance number 18-093, subject to the terms incorporated therein or not, that are not otherwise in conflict with the section, are hereby extended for 12 months. We're not amending 18093. We're adopting by reference or incorporating by reference terms in 18093. For example, section 1, the one-year stay shall apply to any major land development application proposing use of on-site wastewater treatment and disposal systems in Newcastle County that's being extended. The terms that are being incorporated in addition to that is, for example, during the temporary stay, the Department of Land Use shall not accept any major land development plan proposing the use of on-site wastewater treatment and disposal systems, which again falls within the scope of the current ordinance, sub 2, to ordinance number 19078, which deals clearly with wastewater disposal connections.
Mr. Davis?
Yes, I appreciate that it addresses the same subject matter. I think the compare and contrast in terms of 18093, the original moratorium ordinance, and substitute 2 to ordinance 19078, there's a very clear distinction in what the public would be apprised of in terms of what's at stake tonight. Is it a one-year extension of the moratorium, or is it a text amendment addressing the same subject matter as 19078 prior to floor amendment? So I don't know if I was clear in that.
Yes, Mr. McGee.
I appreciate those points, and as the Delaware Supreme Court has said, what is mandatory is putting folks on inquiry notice. And certainly with the language that we're dealing with there, it does put them on inquiry notice. Furthermore, as the Delaware Supreme Court has routinely said, a high degree of deference is paid to the legislator's choice of placement of provisions in the law. And again, this clearly falls within the scope of Section 4022-320, Wastewater Disposal Connections, which pertains to the title of the ordinance before us right now.
I don't want to get into a battle of the attorneys here tonight, but I will say that what member of the public would have been able to inquire as to whether council would have been considering an extension of the one-year moratorium, and the administration itself didn't know about it.
Thank you. Mr. Smiley, and then Mr. Bell.
And this is what I got. I'm not getting into debate, but we publish our legislation, and I've done enough floor amendments, so I understand, but usually not this substantive. But we're required to advertise, and we publish. So I understand the floor amendment, but not usually not this substantive. So I don't know how you can say, I don't care what the Supreme Court said, that the public would know when we just got this afternoon and this evening. So I don't, for me, that doesn't wash. That's not my reason, but again, I'm concerned about the path this council is starting to go down when it comes to handling legislation and public notice.
Mr. Bell?
Thank you, Madam Chair. Very clear to me that we probably took our amendment to the point of trying to actually lay out a plan, okay, and while I don't think anything's wrong with it, because the intent is good, it's probably also a little premature with developing the plan without coinciding with land use and others to actually come up with the path forward. But if you look at D, number one, and we say the stays originally established pursuant to ordinance number 18-093, subject to the terms incorporated therein, that are not otherwise in conflict with this section, are hereby extended for 12 months from the effective date of substitute number 2 to ordinance number 19-078 as amended, to provide for sufficient time to assess and identify comprehensive steps forward, period. Would that work? Isn't that would be an amendment to do no more than to ask consideration of this council to extend the moratorium for a year so we can continue our work and get input. And it's not argumentative as to how we look at things, but the reason I referenced this afternoon is because it doesn't matter whether it's the clergy, doesn't matter whether it's farmers, doesn't matter whether it's emergency services personnel, the majority of the people at the end of the day, and we've heard it time and time again, when folks have come in here to Newcastle County Council, is openness, transparency, the right to be heard, okay? That's my point, is that I'm not trying to compare the clergy and the legislation in Dover to this, but what I'm trying to say is all they said is they want to be included, they want to be heard. I'm hearing that from our agriculture community and others outside the agriculture community. I don't think that's asking too much, and I think that I take deference to the thing that the property owners, okay, don't have a say. Property owners certainly do have a say. They should have a say in taxation. They should have a say in what goes and what doesn't go around them and in developments and everything. We've seen that disaster occur when others don't take into consideration, the character of neighboring communities, unlike Newcastle County Council. But would that be in order, council to council? I'm asking, would that be in order to just to do the floor amendment, a verbal floor amendment that just asks for the one-year moratorium and nothing further, and work out the logistics with land use department, land use committee?
Councilman, that's certainly the thing appropriate to do that.
Can I just, where did you end?
First. Well, I was looking at...
Four.
Yeah, comprehensive steps forward.
Okay.
And I guess what I'm looking at is that, you know, we've heard about, you know, we're at a certain point with land use and what they've developed and what they've come forward with, and the willingness to remove SR but leave S, and we know that even some of the farms that may fall in some of these areas are S. So I don't think it hurts, or it's asking too much, to take task groups and committees that have been appointed by the administration, you know, with, give them the opportunity. I think we heard from the farming community the other day in land use that they're prepared to come back, I believe, no later than the fall of 2020, you know, with the final report from the task group for preservation and open space. And they're all part and parcel as to coming up with a good comprehensive plan. So, Madam Chair, am I right to turn around and do a verbal form amendment to read that way? Can I do that?
I'm just going to check with Council to Council. I believe so, that you can make a verbal form amendment. In fact, I suggested to him in the interim that if that didn't happen, that I was going to do so, because it sounds like some of Council would be more comfortable with that.
And I understand, and the last thing we want to do is not work with everyone on council, but you know, I think that those nights we all come in here and leave and kind of shake our head, okay, at some of the things, but you know, at the end of the day, we're all here to work together. We have a very unique area of Newcastle County, and you know, we and the people we represent are concerned about overdevelopment, they're concerned about farmland preservation, they're concerned about the same things that we've talked about for years in northern Newcastle County.
Mm-hmm.
And if we can prevent from some of these things reoccurring by just coming to the table, working together in close unison, collaboration, what's wrong with that?
Absolutely.
So,
and I've got to say that, as you can hear, I have a cold, went to the doctor, not contagious, but I have the meeting, I only have 7 cough drops, so hopefully we get through.
Okay. Can I ask?
How many of you have so far?
Can I ask?
I've gone through 5.
Can I ask Council to Council, would it be appropriate, and is it permissible for us to present, myself and Councilman Carter, to present just that, those first 4 sentences of D1, and ask for the council and land use consideration to extend the moratorium for another year.
Yes, and Mr. McGreary, will you share with Mr. Bell how he should raise his motion?
Can I ask?
And Ms. Kilpatrick, she's.
Can I just ask a question before you do that? So the old
Robert,
my own.
Damn.
What?
We're talking about Robert.
Oh, so my only question would be, this says hereby extended for 12 months from the effective date of substitute number 2 to the ordinance, blah, blah, blah. Should that effective date, do we lose I guess my question is, do we lose 2 months by doing that, or should it be effective at the end of this, the stay that's on now? Do you see what I'm saying? That we lose 2 months if we...
Mr. McGreary, would you like to answer that?
Yeah.
Well, I think so.
I mean, I'm
working through it with the councilman.
I would almost think that what you're saying is that if you extend it at the end of the first day, then that truly gives us ample time, you know, to sort through. And, you know, nothing says that before the end of the second stay that if everything's in place and everyone feels comfortable and everyone's had a chance to take part in it, that, you know, we couldn't come back with reports and move forward. I mean, it takes all the rest of this verbiage out of here for right now. But I do think, in the end, that if we go with the extension moratorium, we do have work to do. And Councilman Hollins made a good point. Councilman Smiley made a good point on, you know, where does land use come in, and are they aware of it, and are we aware of everything they want to do?
And this is also concluded. Yes, Mr. Smiley.
I don't know where this is going. I'm going to make an observation based on the last exchange here. And that is, I still have an issue that you offer a substitute to an ordinance, but then in the body you're changing another a different ordinance. That concerns me. Therefore, if you modify this and you reach a compromise amendment to a piece of legislation to move forward, my point here tonight is, after all this, the Land Use Department, Public Works, and every other department is aware of what council members feel is needed in order to have involvement. So there's no reason that can't be done without it being in here. And the Land Use Department can't take the positive step with Councilman Carter, Councilman Bell, whoever, and put this task force or whatever in place without, again, creating the muddy water system that I see here.
But Ms. Kilpatrick?
I've got a concern with the double ordinance number.
That's the one. I mean, I, Mr. Bell, would be fine with that. I think that because this speaks to the moratorium, and the title on here doesn't mention moratorium, that to make it cleaner, we probably should consider tabling this tonight, going back and putting together an amendment or rewriting a substitute or whatever that makes sure that we have a title that is not going to be able to be challenged.
We absolutely agree.
We haven't even voted on the amendment.
If
Ms. Kilpatrick, yeah. Crosstalk.
Madam President. Madam President.
Mr. Bell, and then Ms. Kilpatrick, and then Mr. Carter.
Councilwoman Kilpatrick, if the sponsors of the primary ordinance tonight, presented by Land Use with the modifications, if that would be tabled and our moratorium legislation be tabled, then I think we should be able to get together between now and the next meeting and come up with something that's reasonable and come back before this council and ask for the cooperation.
Can we agree on that, Ms. Kilpatrick?
This, I am not,
Mr.
Fine.
Bell.
I think we need to ask Mr. Tackett.
Mr. Tackett? He's
on I that. Said the makers of that, your
so,
legislation.
So the prime sponsors, Mr. Tackett?
Yeah.
Would you be amenable to that?
Just also a point of, you know, clarification. This is a floor amendment. You could change this right now to reflect your title.
The concern is
it's tied to the other legislation.
It's a floor amendment.
We are asking no, because it would be an extension of a different ordinance.
Yes, it would be tied to the substitute.
So they don't like the...
No, it would be tied to the original moratorium. It would be extending the original moratorium. And there's nothing in the title that gives any indication as to what this goes to. Just so that, I mean, we always hear about legal challenges. And I think if there's a concern about the title, we have until February or something with the original moratorium. So we certainly would have time to come back in January at our first meeting and redo this.
So, Mr. McGreal, when to say something?
Yes.
Or Mr. McGreal, if we could address.
Sure.
Does that mean that the substitute number 2 to Ordinance 19078
could
would
be
substitute as well?
It could be substitute number 3.
So no, that you're saying
rather than an amendment
yeah.
coming
okay.
in.
So, Mike McGreal, Council of Council. Again, for the reasons I stated, I don't consider that an issue. However, I think for an abundance of caution, it makes sense to, if all powers that be agree, to allow for additional time for us to work through this.
I mean, my concern is that I don't want to go through, I don't want to bring this up again as a substitute 3 and go through another 3 hours, 2 hours in committee and another hour on the floor of arguing it. I would like to know that if we pull this back, if Dave pulls this back and we do this, that we're good to go the next round.
I suspect you made the same.
I know, but we don't have signs in blood that we are good to go.
I commit to nothing till I see it.
Mr. Carter.
I want to thank all of you. That would be great. The only thing I want, regardless of when we do it now or whether we do it in January, is the opportunity to really dig in and look at
all of the alternatives together. What I can tell you is that I think we share a lot of the vision of what we want to accomplish in Southern Newcastle County. Just the way we do it, the way we work with the communities down there, the way we work with land use down there, with the landowners down there, is really important. You know, for land protection, you've got to understand an awful lot of that is building those relationships and building that trust. And the approach we're taking, I don't think, is going to be all that conducive to that. And I think we have options. As I read through, you know, some of the recommendations that are in here, it has calls for true agricultural zoning, significant down zoning, the market plan that we desperately need, pieces that would make this actual effort to constrain the growth much easier. So I appreciate it. I am happy to continue the work if the burger choose a bit better. And I really want to thank all of you if you will just give us the time to try and work through all the alternatives. And if we do that alternative analysis and it says we have to come back here, what you get is me as a councilman who have to be the one that carries the weight. I can't just sit back and throw rocks at land use at that point. Okay? But we've got to do that alternative analysis, because if we don't, I am not comfortable going to my community members and saying, we're just doing this because we picked it here and we didn't look at those other options. So I really appreciate it. If I'm willing to table it, if we can table everything, I'm willing to rework that, and I will commit to de-escalation of the tension that I have right now with land use to try to really pull in public works, pull in land use, and find a way to get the best solution for Southern Newcastle County.
Thank you. Are there any other remarks? Mr. Bell.
Yes, Madam President, I believe that the offering to table must come from the makers of the original ordinance, not the substitute, right?
Well, you have to withdraw the floor amendment, I think.
Okay.
Did you read it in, Nellie?
I dismantled everything last week.
So I think we've talked long enough, we've confused ourselves.
Okay, so what you're going to be asking for is a motion to table?
Withdraw the amendment.
Where's the county attorney? Where's he at? Are we all right?
He's over there. He's smiling. Okay. I think he's okay over there.
Councilman Carter? We in agreement?
Yeah, we're in agreement. We can withdraw.
Okay. We'd like to make a motion at this time to withdraw floor amendment number one, the substitute number two, to ordinance number 19078.
Second. It's withdrawn. It doesn't require a second. I don't care. I just want to...
All in favor? Any opposed?
Now I call for the vote.
Motion passes.
Dave, you going to move to the table? Right. This is going on far too long. You going to move to the table?
Well, let's talk a couple hours first.
So, Dave, Mr. Tackett, you're up.
I can't just withdraw it that easily. We need a couple hours discussion, don't we?
No. Right? No.
Are you sure?
Tabling.
Please.
All right. So, just
to be clear. Only two cough drops left, okay?
Two. You consumed three that quick?
Five.
You put two another one.
Is he withdrawing or tabling?
I'm going to move the table with the clarity, because of all the conversation that just happened here, that we're not going to come back with something as extensive as this. The clarity is that we'll be coming back to extend the moratorium for a year. That clear and simple.
Yes, that's what I'm...
Do we send or extend?
Well, no.
We've got Mr. Bell.
But I'm going to move the table. My legislation tonight, and good God, you guys have me so
second.
Now it's yours.
What was it? Right. Ordinance 19078. I can tell you land use didn't want it wanted a table. But
so you're making, Mr. Tackett, you're making a motion to table substitute number two?
Substitute number two to ordinance 19078.
Right.
Sorry.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Aye. Y'all spent 2 hours arguing this.
The motion passes.
Always so we could be with you.
I will. 2 hours to take.
Okay, moving on.
That's how friendships are made.
Yeah.
moving on.
Time well spent when you're
019-102. Mr. Smiley, you're up.
Okay. Relax. Get comfortable. I got a lot to say. Now, in recognition of the passage of R-19-228, requesting the General Assembly to address the concerns related to this bill will do two things. It's going to remain on the table, but it will not appear on another council agenda until such time as I'm advised that the state legislature has acted and the clerk of the peace has made whatever adjustments need to be made. So it's not even going to be on the agenda until the issue gets resolved in Dover.
Thank you.
Okay.
And in addition...
really good.
Shove a cork in that man's mouth.
I haven't tried.
I like it.
He's done.
Are you done?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
You know I'm a man if you will.
So we are moving on. Time-sensitive congratulatory honorary resolutions, known as Item J's, R19230. Mr. Tackett.
Thank you, Madam President. Wherever that's at, please read it by title only. Present the council for consideration and adoption. Second. Anybody want a second?
Second.
Nobody wants to go.
I'm confused. Resolution 19230, recognizing Norm Inspector for his 18 years of service to county government and the citizens of Newcastle County. Mr. Tackett?
Thank you, Madam President. This will be presented as a retirement dinner per title only.
Okay, and I'd like to be a Christmas person. Is this for all of council?
So
it doesn't matter
right
now.
Yeah.
Is it all of council?
Yes.
Okay.
She
asked not.
It
should be out.
You've got that, Millie? Okay. Does anyone from council have questions or comments? Seeing none, I'll open up the floor to the public for comment. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on R19230. Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Ms. Durham?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley-Nagel?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Madam President, the roll reveals 13 yes. R19230 is passed. Next, R19231. Mr. Bell?
Where's that?
I am Jay.
Yes.
Congratulating and commending Thomas Marcotte.
Yep. Got it. I'm focused. Madam President, I move that resolution number 19-231 be read by title only and placed before council for consideration and adoption.
Second.
Resolution 19231, congratulating and commending Thomas M. Marcotte for serving as president of the Newcastle County Volunteer Firefighters Association. Mr. Bell?
As per title.
Does anyone from council have questions or comments? Seeing none, I'll open up the floor to the public for comment. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on R19231. Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Ms. Drum?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley-Nagel? Yes. Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Madam President, the roll reveals 13 yes. R19231 is passed. Next, does anyone from the public wish to address council? Please come up, sir. Sign in.
I wonder what we're going to talk about.
And you'll have 3 minutes.
My name is Henry Miller. Good evening. Thank you for the opportunity to speak tonight. I cannot believe it's been 6 months since the first time I spoke here publicly. This has been an eye-opening experience for me. I would like to extend a great deal of gratitude for the council for having a forum where anybody who wishes to voice their concerns may. Many times legislators and regulators only hear from learned people with their best practices and models, and everybody just assumes that they are right. I've been corresponding with the Department of Health and Human Services recently about a license for a place, 4185 Kirkwood St. George's Road. I've had questions. The department does not like to hear my questions. Now, this is the same department that in the past has brought us electroshock therapy, lobotomies, and even sterilization. And I'm sure they were all best practices at the time. I will keep asking them questions because I feel there are no bad questions, only bad answers. This year I hope to go back to selling produce for our neighborhood on our 5-acre sanctuary that we have on McCoy Avenue.
Do you have something?
People would ask me, or rather, I would tell people when they would ask me, how long will something keep? Use your senses. If it doesn't feel right, if it doesn't look right, if it doesn't smell right, probably won't taste right. This facility does not feel right in our neighborhood. It does not conform to the nearby uses. We have asked what services they will offer from DHSS. They say integrated treatment with wraparound services. When I asked them to put that into layman's term, they refuse. I feel that's a bad answer. Thank you.
Thank you very much, sir. Now, is there anyone else that wishes to speak from the public?
Motion
to
adjourn.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? The meeting is adjourned. And Mr. Smiley, I see you're coughing. I've got one cough drop left. I offer it to you.
There is no way you are giving me anything to put down my body. No way.
I don't believe it.
I got bags of
the best. Why are we here?
Yeah. That was tried. Right? That was nice. What else? I was so worried I was going to have a problem here. Well, you can't stop.
When does your heart get sad to turn to the public?